So we were learning the malacha of mechatech. Mechatech, as I think we've already been seeing and we're going to continue seeing today, is actually one of the most difficult malachos to define, and actually might be very different than other malachos in various ways. Perhaps we should return to our question that we began addressing last time, and that is, why isn't it Korea? It seems to be a very similar malacha. Now, sometimes it's obvious why it's not Korea. For example, if we're talking about Eitz or Klunsos or the like, so there we could say it's not Korea because you can't be Korea wood, Pashtus. We know there is Mechatech by Or. If you hold like the Alter Rebbe, then theoretically you could say that there's no Korea by Or. But as we noted, and the Mishnah Brura vehemently disputes that based off the Yerushalmi, can't really say that the reason why it's not Korea is the type of reason that we said when you're Korea ha'or me'al gabi achavis, because here the tikkun is mishnei tzadim. So the question we're asking basically is, when you, let's say, cut a leather to make a kameya or to make ritzuos or whatever it is, we know you're chayev mishum mechatech, and our question is, why aren't you also chayev mishum korea? And especially if you hold like the Bir Halacha, who maintains that you don't require almanas litfor to be chayev for korea, so why would it be that you're not chayev shtayim? Now maybe in a chanami, maybe in a chanami, maybe lots of times you will be chayev both mishum mechatech and korea. Sometimes an act will only be korea, sometimes it'll only be mechatech, sometimes it'll be both of them. So to better answer this question, we'll go back to the Yerushalmi that we started looking at last time. The Yerushalmi does seem to be working on this question. It seems to be trying to find out a technical difference between Mechatech and Korea such that there is no overlap. And it has two suggestions. The first suggestion is as follows. Kriya, that's the carbonate is the correct gear, so I should say Kriya. Kriya, this is Nun Beis Med Aleph. A kriya bebegadim, the chituch beoros. Kriya bebegadim beemtza, the chituch beoros minatzad. So we find korea by begadim, ripping fabric, tearing fabric, cutting fabric. Chituch is by oros, by leather. And we have this interesting chiluk that kriya applies to begadim, and in that case you tear in the middle. Whereas mechatech relates to oros, relates to hides, and that's min hatzad. Not so clear what that means. If you remember last time we suggested perhaps that mechatech is about cutting something off or cutting something out. And then the Yerushalmi continues, v'ist mechalfin. There are those that say the opposite. Kriya be'oros, v'chituch be'begadim. You have korea for or for hides. Again, this was, as we noted, the Yerushalmi that the Bir Halacha makes a big deal out of in terms of saying that you're chayev for korea by or. So kriya is be'oros and chituch is with begadim. How so? Kriya be'oros be'elin rechechaya. You have korea for or, which are soft hides, soft or leather. The chituch be'begadim Be'elin levidaya, and mechatech applies to garments that are hard, like leather, like felt. So in the second girsa, the second answer in Yerushalmi, focus seems to be whether we're talking about something soft, which is more shaykh to korea, versus something hard. So there's two chilukim. Is it ba'emtzar min hatzad, or is it soft versus hard? According to the second suggestion, korea is relevant for soft things like soft leather. Mechatech is relevant for harder things like leved or presumably wood. What it sounds like from the Yerushalmi is that we're trying to figure out, the Yerushalmi is trying to figure out a way to make sure that there's no overlap between these two malachos. Now, when we examine the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, you certainly don't find the second distinction. And even the first distinction, you don't see explicitly, we thought perhaps that might be part of the idea of Rabbeinu Prachya that the Rambam quotes, that quotes the Rambam quoting the Rimagash. But we don't really find these distinctions. Maybe because the Rambam holds that the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi. For example, according to the Bavli, as we saw, Kotem, if you cut off the fluffy part of the feather, that's Mechatech. I don't know, maybe it's not hard. So according to Yerushalmi, you shouldn't be Mechayev Misha Mechatech. I'm not sure. The Yerushalmi actually, earlier in the previous page, says that that cutting off the fluffy part of the feather by Kotem is makbepatish. It's not machatech. So maybe the Rambam held that you see the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi in terms of this distinction, and therefore he assumes that you could have machatech for soft things. So if we don't really accept this Yerushalmi, so now the question is, what is the difference? So as we already noted last time, Rambam and Rashi seem to focus on a more conceptual difference between mechatech and koreya. And the difference is whether you're makbid on the midah. Namely, if you're makbid on the midah, it's mechatech. And if you're not, so then it may be koreya. The Rambam says this. Let's take a look at the Rambam in a very striking manner. This is Yud Aleph Zayin. Hamachatech min haor kedei lasos kameh chayev v'hu sheyiskaven lemidas arko umidas rochbo v'yachtoch bekavana shehi melacha avalam chatoch derech hefseid below kavana lemidaso ela kemisasek o kemisachik hareze potter. So the Rambam here has an additional condition, it would seem. He doesn't just say the hushi is kavein lemidas arko midas rachbo, but he also adds v'yachtoch bekavana. Again, the lashon of the Rambam was v'hushi is kavein lemidas arko midas rachbo v'yachtoch bekavana shehi melacha. So, what is implied by that addition? So, the Minchas Chinuch makes the following diuk. It's not simply that the Rambam is saying that mechatech is when you're makbid on the midah, and if you're not makbid on the midah, it's not mechatech, maybe it'll be another melacha like koreya. But the Rambam is saying that when he says v'yiskaven b'kavana, it's not just an v'yachtoch b'chavana, it's not just enough to say that you happen to be mechavin for the midah, but that the kavana defines the melacha. And so the Minchas Chinuch writes that you can't have a psik resha for mechatech. It's different than perhaps other melachos. I'll read you the lashon of the Minchas Chinuch. That klal, de melacha zu eina rak b'miskavein l'midah. Uvelo kavana, lo have melacha klau.
Then why is it an Isser Derabanan according to the Rambam?
Just wait. Again, let me read the Minchas Chinuch. That klau, de melacha zu, ena rak b'miskaven lamida. Uvelo kavana, lo have melacha klau. Velo shayach psikresha. Ki a melacha, ena melacha, rak b'miskaven l'melacha. So it sounds like he's saying, let's say I'm cutting something and I happen to make something of a particular size, but that's not my kavana. So then it wouldn't be mechatech. We wouldn't say it's a psik resha. Now, we're going to get back to the practical applications of this in a couple of minutes, but this might be relevant for opening a package or maybe even a bottle of soda or a can of soda or toilet paper. In those cases, you could argue that my goal is to have an open package or to have a piece of toilet paper or to have an open can or the like. Inevitably, I may cut it in a particular way because that's the easiest way to get my package open or to get my piece of toilet paper or to drink my soda or whatever it is. But maybe if we hold of this minchas chinuch, we could say that's not machatech. I am not, it's a psik resha of machatech, but minchas chinuch saying there's no such thing as a psik resha of machatech. That's what the Rambam's teaching us. Now, it's not clear. It's not clear, A, first of all, do we accept this minchas chinuch? And second of all, perhaps you could say in all these things, I do have a kavana for a particular size or shape because that's what works best. I want my can of soda. I want the spout to be opened in a particular way. That's what facilitates drinking most effectively. It's not clear, but you could certainly argue that if we accept this minchas chinuch, and he has a very strong diuk, I think, in the Rambam, then many things that might be seem like machatech would not be machatech. Yes, Aaron, what was your question? I didn't quite hear it.
The seifa of the Rambam says you're putter. So according to the minchas chinuch, it's not a malach at all. If it's not a malach at all, so it should be mutter legamra.
Okay, so there's a couple of interesting points. I don't know if you have to say that, meaning to say sometimes something isn't a malach at all, that's aser midrabanan. But it's certainly very important that he says pater, which we know the Rambam, certainly in Hilchos Shabbos, always implies an iser derabanan.
Like by tochen, right? That when you do a shinoi de shinoi, so it's lespe tochen klal or lav dar borer. So it's
there are times that when something is not shach to malacha, won't be asur at all midrabanan, and sometimes it is. In other words, the rabbanans work differently. The rabbanans are I don't think you could be medame lemilsa lemilsa in that case. So even if we say it's not a psik resha, it's not a psik resha, it's not the malacha at all, you're not chayev, you still have a question whether or not it'll be pater or mutter. But certainly the diuk of pater, I agree, is a very important point, which we will have to return to. What you're simply saying is that which I said before, that it's not mechatech, doesn't mean it's mutter. Now, in terms of the question of whether we accept this minchas chinuch, so I saw that the Orchel Shabbos certainly thinks that we do accept it, though it might not always be clear how to apply it. And this is something that he stresses a lot in this malacha, in his introduction to Melachas Mechatech, he writes, "Uvenekuda zu nevdelas Melachas Mechatech me'Melachas Korea, she'be'Melachas Korea ein k'peid almida." Okay, that's Pashat. Vikar Melachas Korea namra be'kara mekalka la'seiria v'mechalka l'shnechalaka me'lashuhu nasa l'tachtikon. V'hilo Melachas Mechatech kolikara b'chitoch hanasa l'fimira mesuyames. V'cholikaro tikun and then he says a little later in Osnun Aleph, "Vein zeh kesher melachos shegam kasher nasu kemis asek obederech hefsed lo batal ikar hamelacha elahu pater medin misasek umekalkel." Others, as opposed to other melachos, and this again is very meduyek in the Rambam, because is the Rambam just telling you here the regular Ptur Mekalkel and Misasek? So he's saying no. He's telling you that Mekalkel and Misasek, this is not the Ptur Klali of Mekalkel or Misasek, but rather it's not the Malacha at all. De Meleches Mechatech Kol Shalom Nasa B'derech Peida, Ein Ze Bechlal Mechatech Kol. It's not even the Malacha Mechatech. It's not a Ptur of mekalkel or mesasek or enu mechavin. It's simply not mechatech. And he quotes the Minchas Chinuch to this effect. So let's try to think about some of the rayos for or against this premise. So last time we talked about the Gemara Ayin Hema base. The Gemara says that if you're mesase sasa even, you're smoothing out a stone, so you're chayiv mishumak bepatish. And the question that Tosfos and Rabbeinu Prachya, citing the Rimagash, Rambam, addresses, why isn't that mechatech? We talked about poseach beis atzavar, and there the chiyav is either korei or makbepatesh. Again, we have to ask, why isn't it mechatech if, again, you're presumably makbid? So some of the achronim use this idea of the Minchas Chinuch. I saw there's an article by Rubin. Rubin is one of the co-authors of Orcho Shabbos, who argues that this idea of the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam would explain why all these things are not mechatech, because it's only mechatech when ikur isuko b'melacha u'b'chitach. And where any time the precision cutting is not my primary focus, but simply secondary, it's tfela, so then it wouldn't be mechatech. And that's how he explains why mesaseis isn't mechatech, or poseach beis hatzavar. The way he puts it, I think, is that mechatech is about shaping. And that's the way he actually reads Rabbeinu Prachya, citing that Rambam that I mentioned last time, a little bit differently than the way I was reading it last time. He understands that what the Rambam is saying is that when I do mechatech, but that's not my ikar kavana, it's not considered mechatech. I'll read you the way Rav Rubin puts it. Alanira bevir divrei harambam, dehayos v'nizbar li'el, she'enin melechas mechatech u'chitach, im kavana, the loa totsa'a, mechayaves elapulas achitach shenasa toch kadei kavana lamidim echubenes, he ikar shem hamelacha, im kain savalei l'rambam, dechol ze dafka hecha sheker isuko b'melacha, hu betipol b'ktsavos, uvi yishur hakli. When my whole purpose is to be makbid on the shape, the size, so then it's mechatech. Aval hecha sheker his askos ha'adam, he be yitziras hakli. My goal is to create the kli, to form the kli. Azai, hagam sheretzono shehakli yetze miyushar. Obviously, it's a secondary interest of yours that it come out straight. Umiduyak heitev. Mikol makom ein ze begad mechatech. Delegabe meleches mechatech ba'inan sheikar isuko yabechitoch. Lefi amida. Velo kshadavar nasa betzura tfeila. Velachein muvan. Amaya poseach beis atzavar b'shabes chayv rak mishum makbe patish v'lo mishum mechatech. Desham ikar esaskos adam he b'yetziras ha-pesach. Your goal is to have an opening for your shirt, right? Otherwise your head won't go through. That's your goal. The chituch is secondary. V'nin shiyah pesach miyushar m'duyak, af shu davar hechrechi. You don't want a zigzag. You want it to be straight. But that's a secondary importance. And the same thing, that's the way he's reading the Rambam, again, cited by Rabbeinu Prachya, by Mesaseis. How would you explain, according to this, the sugya of cutting the feather? Right? Hatolesh notes gedol and knaf ha'of. So is that really your ikar thing? Rashi says, to cup it lachtoch on makom shurawi. I would have thought your intention is to like get off the fluffy part and you're just makbid to cut it at a certain place. I wouldn't have thought that in that case your ikar kavana is the shaping it. Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't have, to me it's not so clear that you could explain that case according to him. Be that as it may, what you see from the Minchas Chinuch certainly, and I think it's a good diuk in the Rambam and a number of more contemporary Sfarim, is that they argue that this melacha of mechatech, because it is fundamentally a different type of melacha defined by its kavana, and not like most other melachos. We're going to get to the practical applications of this in a couple of minutes. There's one other sugya, though, that I think that will be helpful for us, perhaps in terms of getting a broad understanding of what the melacha is about. And that's a sugya in Be'ah Lamed Gimel on the base about toothpick making. So the Gemara over there says that ein bochle behema mishum tikkun kli, which means that if you use food and even animal food to make a kli, it's not chayev. But let's say you were to use make a toothpick out of a piece of wood or the like, then it would be chayev. And that's the psak of the Rambam, Yud Aleph Zayin. The truth is, it's a little tricky. The Rambam seems to pass on like Rabbi Lazar. We'll leave that issue aside for now. And it's a psak of the Tur, Shin Chav Beis Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon of the Tur, Ochle Behema Ein Bahem Mishum Tikkun Kli, Lefikach Mutter Laktom, Afilu Besakin Kash, O Tevin, Lachtos Boshinav. So you take a piece of straw. Straw is animal food, and you shape it, and even with a utensil like a knife, to make a very good toothpick. So that is mutter. Aval kisem she'enu ochlei behema, afilu litol kidei lachtos boshinav aser, and maybe chayev. So even though it seems that I'm doing the same act on a straw or a twig, either way, I'm making a toothpick. In one case, it's mutter; in the other case, it's aser, and maybe chayev. And moreover, it's not aser. Let's say when you use a piece of straw, it's not aser of tikkun kli, and it's also not aser because of mechatech. In other words, even though you seem to be doing something that should be mechatech, you're makbid on the mida, you're shaping it in a particular way, it's okay. It's okay. I take my straw, I makbid on the mida, I shape it into the perfect toothpick, that's mutter. So the question is,
Rebbe, how do you know that there's sufficient hakpadas mida in the Gemara in Beitza?
It's a good question. The Chai Adam points this out explicitly, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura. I don't remember if I saw that in a Rishonim or not, but it's certainly assumed by the Chai Adam and the Mishnah Brura.
I mean, the Chai Adam.
That there's no restrictions given. So even though I would assume you would be makbid on the mutter.
The Chai Adam is working within the Rambam, so since the Rambam puts this Gemara by Mechatech, even though he doesn't explicitly...
So you're pointing out that you didn't have to learn like the Rambam, but at least in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, this is true. For the Gemara, you could have said the Gemara has nothing to do with Mechatech, it's just a Shailah Tikkun Kli and the like. Maybe. But okay, at least it's a Diak in the Rambam. And as we said, everybody following the Rambam seems to be going b'ikvos haRambam, the tour of the Shulchan Aruch and the like, the Chayad and the Mishagura. So the Ha'ara is in the Rambam, if you wish, not in the Gemara. So the question is why? Why is this true? I guess intuitively it's easy for us to understand why cutting a brownie into a heart, isn't mechatech, even if you're makbid on the size. Now, when we get to other malachos, bona or kosev or the like, we'll have to figure out if there are other violations. But from the Gemara in Beitza, it sounds like, and from the Rambam, it sounds like even if I'm not planning to eat it, right, and even if it's not human food, since it has the shame ochel, it's not considered mechatech. Also, by the way, parenthetically, you see, Rosh Shlomo Zalman makes this point, that you see from this Gemara, from the restriction, let's say if it's with a twig, that you use a twig to make a toothpick, that even for something disposable, it is shayach mechatech. So again, our question is, within, let's say, the Rambam, why is it that there is this blanket heter for food, all foods, even animal foods, for mechatech? Why should that be? Why is it that, by definition, the Torah's Ochel, it excludes the possibility of mechatech? Again, even in the event that you're not planning to eat it. It's not just that you're cutting your steak up to a particular size or shape in order to eat. Here you're not intending to eat it. You're using it as a utensil, essentially, to pick at your teeth, for example. And still, it's not mechatech. So interestingly enough, we've actually had other instances of this idea. And the question is, do they form a pattern? So, for example, in the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, he wrote, Kol shiroi lamachal behema, mutter likshur oso b'shabbos. Anything that's roi lamachal behema, you could tie it. There's no isser of kosher. Lefikach emnifsika ritsuo sandalo, the carmelis, notel gemilach, roi lamachal behema, mekor chalav, b'kosher agami. So let's say your shoe falls off, it breaks, you're walking through a carmelis, so you could pick up a reed that is edible for an animal and tie your shoe onto your foot. Nishmato sos min al visandal osh nishmat rov harego mutter lahachal behema. So actually, there's a machlokas achronim, how to understand that Rambam. How far is the Rambam actually going? The Rambam permits making a knot. Chai Adam limits the chiddush of the Rambam. This is Chafav Dalet. He says the Rambam's only talking about gemilach she'omed linateik, and therefore it wouldn't be an iser d'oraisa anyway of kosher. It's just a flimsy little reed that's going to break anyway. After it'll get you home, but not much further. But Rabbi Kiveger Shimchaf Dalet is medayik for the Rambam that he doesn't seem to be machalik. He doesn't put any limitations on the kesher that's mutter. It sounds like even if it's kesher shel chayama, even if it's kesher shel umanos, it's mutter. And what it sounds like from the Rambam is that there's no such thing as kosher by ochlin. And this is very similar to what we just saw by mechatech. There's no mechatech by ochlin. There's no kosher by ochlin. So why is that? So actually by mechatech, the Rambam seems to give you a reason. And he writes that there's no tikkun kalim, right? The Rambam, let's go back to this Rambam, Yud Aleph Dalet. Kol davar shu rai l'machal behema, kigon tevin vasavim lachim, behutzin ukiyotze bohen, mutter liktam osan b'shabes, mipnei she'en bohem tikkun kalim. Umutter liktam atzi b'samim, lariach bohen, afal pishin kashmi veshim. Fine. So the Rambam sounds like these melachos, again, he says it by mechatech and perhaps the same thing for kosher, are melachos of tikkun kalim. And memela, it's mutter when it's not shayach to a kli. In other words, anything that's ochel, human food, even animal food, it's a melacha that's shayach to a kli, and as long as it's ochel, it's not a kli, then it's not going to be usher. Now, it's important to remember, we don't say this by all malachos. When we learn Bona, we'll see that the Gemara considers the possibility that Megabain is Chayv Mishum Bona. We don't say, oh, Bona, is not Shayach to Ochal. Maybe because Bona has nothing to do with the Kli either, per se. So we'll have to figure out in other malachos when we say this and when we don't say this, but I think it's very interesting and significant, and this is sort of a bigger project to figure out when we say this and when we don't. If you remember, we discussed this by ma'abed, right? Ein ma'abed ba'ochlin. Is ein ma'abed ba'ochlin the same as this? Maybe. Maybe we have no kosher ba'ochlin, no mechatech ba'ochlin and no me'abed ba'ochlin. However, this isn't necessarily the case. Because if you remember, the miyuchas l'rashba in menachos. I just had a chap, actually. Maybe it's that's a different answer to that question. All right, I'll tell you the answer I just thought of, and then maybe a different answer. Remember the Mishnah Melech quoted this, right? It was a very fascinating Rashba. It's not the actual Rashbas, right? Willard calls it the pseudo Rashba, the Miuchos Rashba Menachos. Anyway, I think they think it was written by Talmud of the Rashba, but the Miuchos Rashba is the Shaila. The Gemar Menachos said that we need a drasha to be matir salting the meat, the karbon. And the shaila he asks is, 1 second, ein ma'abid ba'ochlin, so what do we need exeris hakasif to be matir it? So his answer is, well, you're not going to be eating this karbon, you're going to be makriv it on the mizbeach. And therefore, it's not ochel. So what do you see from him? He's saying that when we have this principle of ein ma'abed ba'ochlin, ein ma'abed ba'ochlin doesn't mean there's no ma'abed for edible substances. Rather, it means there's no ma'abed for food that's going to be eaten. And even if it's edible, but if it's not food, if it's halachically inedible, so then there is shayach ibud, and therefore you need exeris hakasav to be matir melicha. We talked about this, if you remember, when we discussed soveya and the issue of the toilet bowls and putting the dye in the toilet bowls. And we were clearing, if you assume that there's no soveya by ochlin, which was also a shayla, because certainly, according to Rav, there does seem to be tzoveya by ochlin, unless you're go race like Rashi. Anyway, we talked about this extensively. We talked about by tzoveya this question. We saw Chacham Tzvi and the Mishnah Lamelach and this Yuchos L'Rashba, but the question of whether you look at edibility, you know, whether you look at the substance or whether you look at the usage. But certainly, there is a school of thought that held that if you're treating this as ochel, then we'll say ein ma'abed ba'ochlin. But if it's food that you're not treating as ochel, then we would not apply the principle of ein ma'abed ba'ochlin. Now, if we accept that approach, so then ma'abed would not presumably be like mechatech or kosher. Because for mechatech and kosher, we're being matir, even though you're not using this as food, right? You're taking this gemilach to tie, you know, to create a new strap for your sandal, or you're using this piece of straw to create a toothpick. You're not planning to eat it.
You're not doing that either.
Yeah, that's my point. In other words, my ma'abed, if you assumed that me'abed is like what the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says for the Rambam by kosher and what the Rambam seems to say by mechatech, so then it wouldn't be a very good answer to the kasha that the Rashba, the Mishnah Melech, is asking. So maybe in Achanami, maybe me'abed is different than this principle, that then mechatech and kosher. Maybe ma'abed, when we say ein ibud ba'ochlin, that only means ochel, that you're planning to eat, as opposed to kosher and mechatech, where anything that has tyrus ochel, even if you're not planning to eat it, is mutter. Or maybe we'll say no. Maybe you could say, even like the Rashba, the Miuchas L'Rashba, we'll say even like the Miuchas L'Rashba, and we'll say the following. Maybe this heter that we have for the toothpick is only said when, at the very least, maybe you're not planning to eat the food, but it has toiras eichel. So I saw actually that that is an idea. It's not, he doesn't bring this up, I don't think. He's not trying to answer this question, but I saw in the Chut HaShani, he actually learns that way. The Chut HaShani learns, I sent this in your Makoros. He writes, V'hainu taima de'en melechas mechatech ba'ochlin, de'en ze'el ha'shimosh ba'ochal, le'davar acher, ve'en b'zeh eser mechatech, kol zman she'enu mevatlo mitaris aichal. Sharei gam la'achar she'chot seitz bo es shinav adayin yachol litno le'behema. Why is it mutter to make a piece of straw into a toothpick? Because you can still give it to your cow to eat. And therefore he says, halacha l'maisa. Im rotze lechatech be'ochlin be'kavana l'shem shimosh acher, kegon lasosu kisem, v'lo l'shem shimosh shel achila. U'mechav u'miskavein levata la'ochal mitaris aichal, lasosu kisem. Ein ze nikra ochal inyin ze, the aser lechatech oso b'mida. If the only heter by mechatech, the only time we say in mechatech b'ochlin, is when after the chitach it retains taras ochel. But if you're mevatel it from achila, then it would be shayach to melech mechatech. If you say it that way, then actually it's conceivably at least consistent with the milchus l'rashba. And he even says a nafkamina. The nafkamina, he says, is people who make tsuros b'ochlim, kegon she'osim b'klipa shel avatiach ke'en beis kibur, im yadit. I've seen people do this. I don't know if I saw them do it on Shabbos. You want to go ahead, and they turn their watermelon into a watermelon bowl, right? So what do? You scoop out the watermelon from inside the watermelon, and then you make this nice thing on top, and you make it look like a basket. You cut it out in a very meduyak shape. So he says, that's going to be mechatech, because you've turned your watermelon into a basket, and you've been mevatel oso mitaras ochel le'inyan zeh l'shimush acher, and so it's aser mishum mechatech. So certainly, I think if you take that approach, then you could actually say it is like ibud and still hold like the miuchas l'rashba. So to summarize what we are saying, the Rambam tells us a principle. The Rambam tells us a principle based off the Gemara Beya that there is no mechatech for ochel, and therefore the nafkamina is if you took a straw, piece of hay, something that's edible for animals, and you fashion it into a toothpick, it's going to be mutter. But if you were to do that, let's say with a stick, it would be asher and even chayiv perhaps because of mechatech. We asked, why is there a heter for ochel? And we noted that there are other malachos. We need to figure out exactly when we say it and when we don't, but there are other malachos where we apply this principle. One of them is the Rambam by kosher. The Rambam tells us, at least as understood by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that anything that has taras ochel, it's also not shaykh kosher. And that would be true even if you make a kesher shal kayama, and there's a maisa umnas. So then we said maybe this is also similar to the principle of ein ma'abid bochlin. Now, parenthetically, we saw the Rashba didn't paskin ein ma'abid bochlin. The Rashba thought we paskin yesh ibud bochlin. Maybe that's another way to be miyashim the miyuchas l'Rashba. Maybe he held that this is subject to that machlokas amorayim. And he, his answer by the meat of the karbanos is lefi mashehu pasak. His rabbi, the Rashba paskin, that you hold yeshi b'bochlin. That would be another way to answer this kasha from the miyuchas l'Rashba. But assuming we don't take that approach, so we said that if the principle of ein ma'abed b'ochlin, as understood by the miyuchas l'Rashba, seems to be different than the principle of ein kosher be'ochlin and ein mechatech be'ochlin. Because according to the Miyuchas HaRashba, ein ma'abed be'ochlin only applies to actual edible foods that are intended to be eaten. Whereas the principle of ein kosher be'ochlin and ein mechatech be'ochlin seems to apply even for foods that are edible, but not intended for eating. But then we saw that the Chot HaShani said, no, even this principle of Ein Mechatech Ba'ochlin is only, even if you're not going to eat it, it has to at least have Taras Ochal. And therefore, if this was redesignated for non-Ochal, it would be Shayach for Mechatech. And in Nafkamina that he says that comes out from this is making up a watermelon bowl or something like that. Taking a food and turning it into a kli and then cutting it in a specific size or shape or the like. And be mevatel shem ochal mimenu, that would be a shaylah mechatech. I don't think that's the pashtus in the Rambam by mechatech. However, certainly, if you think that we accept that miuchas l'rashba, which is unclear, then it could answer that question as well.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I think perhaps just because the assumption that Rebbe just proposed that the pashtus is not like the Chot HaShani. Well, why wouldn't Fakert be true? Meaning, I think the Chai Odom even says in the Nishma Sodom when he's discussing that Rambam that it's only Shaykh, the Rambam's heter, of an absence of Mechatech Ba'uchlin if you're using your hands, because otherwise you should say Enochinami, there is Tikkun Kli by Ochlin. And the only reason the Rambam sort of says this is because you're not using a Kli. If you were to use a Kli to do Mechatech, so then Enochinami. I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
also
the Rambam,
but,
no?
But like,
Rambam is pretty pretty categorical, and seems to me the Torah also says okay behemlin b'mishmach tikkun kli afikach mutar liktom. Afilu b'sakin. The Torah says explicitly it's mutter with a sakin.
Like gufa in that case of making the watermelon basket that the Chot HaShani brings, like, would anyone say that that's not a kli just because it's food? Like,
so sort of interesting, because I was wondering that I thought maybe watermelon shells are not ochel, they're not edible. I'm noting, by the way, that I maybe this is where the chayyim is coming from. Even though the Torah said explicitly it's mutter with a sakin, the Shulchan Aruch also says afilu b'sakin is mutter, and the chayyim says, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're makbid on the midah, even though you're using a sakin. Mishnah Berurah, shin chav beis, yud beis. So I thought, I don't know if animals eat watermelon rinds. Watermelon rinds. Benjamin's saying even people eat watermelon rinds. Okay. So I know that, you know, when everybody in the family finishes their watermelon, if they like leave any like red stuff on the bottoms, then she eats them. So, but she doesn't eat the green part. The mom is the green part. She eats the white part. But let's assume that Benjamin is right, that people and certainly animals could eat the actual rind. So that would be then he's actually biting the bullet, and to me that's against the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't place limitations. I don't know if it's not a pircha, but it's a chiddush. Right, because they don't place any limitations. There's no indication from the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam that even if you're going to convert this piece of straw into a toothpick permanently, you're now going to designate this. You're going to put it back into your toothpick holder, and leave this as a toothpick. you know, after carefully shaping it with a sakin, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that that's mutter. The Chodashani is saying it's aser.
So I'm saying, like, I'm asking that it's certainly what they're saying, but just it wouldn't it seem a little like there's no gzeras akosov that says that there's no mechatef ba'ochlin. So to say that there's some like that's somehow
anything that's shayach, I think I agree with you. I think that's why I bring it up. This is an interesting chiddush, and the same chiddush by kosher and maybe other malachos. Maybe
the meaning, and it. Unless you say that you have some
it
other...
It has to be edible. I agree that if it's no longer edible, then this might not be true. But as long as fundamentally it's still food, it could be eaten. Just because you decided to repurpose food into a clay, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that it's still mutter.
I mean, but then like, L'chara alein l'havi raya, because the Gemara in Beitza says... Right, if your makor is going to be the Gemara in Beitza, so that's only when there's no tikkun shaykh. But if you're going to tell me that it's shaykh tikkun on this food, so then there should be mechatech.
I agree, it's a chiddush. And again, it's a similar principle that comes up from the Gemara over there that talks about the guy whose shoe broke and the Carmelis and what he could do to fix it. I think, you know. I simple understanding. Again, I'm not Chas V'Shalom saying that the Chodashani is wrong and this approach is wrong. And certainly, you know, if you hold like the Miuchas L'Rashba and you hold this as similar to the Ma'abed, then it's going against what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that the simple reading of this of these two halachos is that there are certain malachos that aren't shayach to anything that has Taurus Ochal. And when you appropriate ochal for something else, it still retains its shame ochal. And therefore, certain malachos are not shayach to it. And I agree, it's a chiddush. But anyway, this question certainly is remains open. It's something that I need to think more about. And as we go through more malachos in each malacha where this is shayach, we have to ask ourselves this question and try to figure out whether this supports or refutes this theory. Okay, let's talk about some practical applications. So we'll start with the question of cutting a pill on Shabbos. This is a very common question. A lot of times people are supposed to take a half a pill, and oftentimes, there's even a line going through it. Certainly, you're very much makbid on the size. You don't want to have an overdose or an underdose. So would it be mutter to cut a pill on Shabbos? I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's quoted in Dirshu Note 15, says that this is mutter. And he gives two reasons for it. Number one is he says that it's ochlin. Even though pills are not ochal mamish, they're inedible and you swallow them as a pill, but still he's assuming that for these purposes, anything that you eat, meaning consume through your mouth, is still ochal. And then the second reason he says, which I thought is even more of a chiddush, is that your kpeda is not on the shape, but the size. Now, even though you're makbid on the, not the size, the amount of pill. In other words, let's say, I don't know, the pill is 500 milligrams and you're supposed to take 250. So you're makbid to get it mamish right down the middle where that line is. That's true. But it's not because you care about the shape. It's rather because you care about the, it's because you care about the amount. And again, what he's doing is similar to the idea that we saw in the Minchas Chinuch, which is that even when you are makbid, in a sense, on the shape, you dafka want it to be cut here, nowhere else, but it's not even because be'etzim you care about the shape, it's just because you want the amount, you want a certain number of grams of medicine, so then that is still not the Taras Mechatech. Turning to non-foods, So as I said, this question comes up in terms of a number of common scenarios. Things like opening soda cans or toilet papers or the like. One would imagine that, and I guess, say, before you start the sugya, right, you intuitively we would think that opening a soda can where you want it to be cut in a very specific way or ripping the toilet paper along the dotted line would be mechatech because it's a meduyak size or a cut in a meduyak place. However, as we noted before, based off of the Rambam, who emphasizes mechatech bekavana, maybe you would think that it's not mechatech because it's like a psik resha, and the Minchas Chinuch argued from the Rambam that there's no such thing as mechatech bepsik resha. My kavana is simply to access my soda, and the fact that inevitably a piece of the can that comes out in a specific size is a psik resha. Now, even here, you'd still have to figure out if, even if you argue it's not deraisa, is it also midrabanan? So that's the shaila. So this, in fact, is a machlokas aposkim. And the Rosh HaMekilim on many of these questions is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who basically seems to accept this theory that we were suggesting based off of the Minchas Chinuch and apply it in a number of cases. The basic principle being that when your goal is not to cut in a specific size or shape or place, rather your goal is something else, and inevitably you're cutting in a specific size or shape or place, that is not mechatech. So we'll give a number of his examples. These could be found in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as well as in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, which I included in your Mekorah sheets. So the first example is opening up small bags of sugar or coffee or the like where there's a simen, right? Here, let's first start where there's no perforation. But, you know, on the corner of the bag of sugar, those little bags of coffee, there's that little picture of a scissors and a dotted line. Are you allowed to cut over there? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Ein mishum melechas mechatech kevan dema shechotech b'mako mesuman enu ela kedei shelo yishapech yishpach hasukar. Right, why am I cutting over there? It's because this is the place to cut so that it doesn't make a mess. Ve'en kol kavana shel shimosh b'chalkei asakit lefi midah mesuyemet v'uchotech sham rak mepnei shezeh yoser noach. Your whole goal, this is the easiest way to access your sugar in a neat, clean way. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's not mechatech. And especially because you throw the bag out afterwards, so there's no issue of asiyas kli. He also holds the theory that it's tafel to the ochel, as we talked about with Korea. It's the bag is batel to the ochel, and just like that's possibly matir melechas Korea, or melechas soser, because we compare it to klipe agozim. So adin, over here. But not everyone agrees with this tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. Take a look at the Orcho Shabbos, Sif Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel, who quotes from Evel Yashev, and others who say, no, this is Asarat's Mechatech. Along similar lines, ripping toilet paper. So says Shlomo Zalman, Kevan shachotech eno makbid im hayu osim ezeh yoser aruch o yoser katzar. Let's imagine, I don't know, a piece of toilet paper is 4 inches by 4 inches. You're not makbid. What if it was 5 inches by 4 inches? Yeah, you would be okay with that. Buchotech rak b'makom shenoach lo. Your whole agenda is just to cut it in the place that's easiest. This, by the way, doesn't address Korea issues. You'd still have to solve that problem of Korea, unless you held the Alter Rebbe, but at least it would address the Mechatech issues. Rav Eliashiv, likewise over there, take a look at the Orchos Shabbos, especially Ha'ara Nun Zayin, disagrees. He thinks that is Mechatech. Again, another example. Separating Lebens, or buddies, right? We all know what buddies are from Eretz Yisrael. So here you have puddings. Lebens are also these. In America, I think you maybe for puddings you have it. Generally speaking, it's a little less common. In Israel, it's more common. But you would have these basically plastic containers that are connected to each other. I imagine the way they're manufactured is one unit, and then they sort of make perforations in the plastic to make them easily separable. Again, here, you know, you do more or less need them separated in this spot because you want them separated. Along similar lines, actually, this comes up in my family, comes up with string cheese, which is sometimes connected. It comes up with Band-Aids that are connected, and so on and so forth. So there are many examples of this type of thing. So again, the Aruch HaShabbos quotes from Avol Yashav. Avol Yashav thinks it's Chayav. It's Iser Daraisa Mechatech. Because again, it's a Kav Yashar Umeduyak. It's very, very specific. Rav Nissen Karelitz says it's an Iser Drabanan Mechatech. And Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it's Mutter. Because the reason why you're ripping it over here is simply because that is the easiest way to get to your leben. You don't really care about chituch b'mida or makom mesuyim. In my family, we try not to cut them. So if you didn't open your string cheese before Shabbos, you can, if you rip the string cheeses into pieces, you could still access the string cheese by opening the string cheese. You just can't separate one from the other. The same for the Band-Aids. You have like five Band-Aids connected to each other. So you could still open the Band-Aid package and get out your Band-Aid, or open the string cheese package and get out your string cheese. In the case of the Lebens, so, you know, what you would have to do is, you could perhaps tear them in a different place. That's pretty impractical. But you could, you know, they're usually two at a time. So, you know, one person eats the leaven, the other one eats the other one. Now, let's just make clear, and then I'll take Aaron's question, that we're not right now addressing other malachos. In the case of the soda can, for example, we have to figure out, even if you hold that it's not a violation of mechatech, does it violate Asiyas Pesach Yafeh? We'll address that Bezras Hashem when we study Makabe Patish. Like we said, in the case of toilet paper, even if it's not Mechatech, you have to deal with the issue of Korea. Generally speaking, though, you know, I think we are Machmir for these cases. Now, sometimes it's a little more kal. At least you could argue it's more kal, like the case of the soda cover. The plastic soda cover. Again, here too, we have several malachos we have to consider. Shlomo Zalman is very famous for distinguishing between the plastic soda bottle cover and the metal one. The metal ones are pretty uncommon nowadays. They used to be more common. I think in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they're more common. In Chutz La'aretz, the only time I ever see them is on some sparkling grape juices or wines or maybe olive oils, other things that are basically on a bottle. In plastic, they don't use the metal type, but in bottles, glass bottles, they do. Anyhow, so why there's a difference between a plastic and a metal is more of a sugya that we're going to focus on when we do Tikkun Kli. The basic difference is that the way in which they're manufactured. In the case of the plastic bottle caps, they're manufactured as a bottle cap. They were already a bottle cap. Then in the factory, they're screwed on to the bottle. And then the sort of plastic perforation is created with a when they put some type of heat seal on the bottle cap so that you know that it hasn't been tampered with, it hasn't been opened. You're the first one to open this bottle of Coke since the it's been a bottling plant. So it's already been a functional cover as opposed to the issue with the metal. The way they make the metal bottle caps, if I understood, is let's imagine this is the top of the bottle. They take this piece of tin and they smush it on and shape it like this. So it was never a functional kli until right now you've taken it off and broken that tab when you open it. So again, that the distinction over there is more in terms of the melach, I think, of tikkun kli, which we'll get to a little later, Bezras Hashem. But once again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, again, so there, with respect to tikkun kli, there's a difference between plastic and metal. With respect to mechatech, is it an issue of mechatech? So over here again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is makel. Here, I think it's even easier to be makel. Lamaisa, there's no nafkamina in terms of the mida and the size and the like. You wouldn't care if this bottle cap came over, you know, was removed with a clean cut from that tab, or not. In fact, you would be very happy if the tab stayed on. It's just that it's, it comes off automatically when you open your bottle. So certainly if you're makel on a psik resha of mechatech, so this would be a psik resha. Again, here, I think it's actually much more easy to be makel than, let's say, in the case of the toilet paper. Because the case of the toilet paper, again, to some degree, you want this in a particular, at least it's possible that you want it in a particular shape or the like. Here, it's simply just this thing that's holding you back from accessing your soda, and therefore when you open it, it's okay. So even though, again, for example, by the toilet paper, the Menuchas Shlomo himself was not Lemaisa Somekel. Here, Lemaisa is Somech on this Svara Lahakel, because you don't really care about it at all. Yerchel Shabbos actually raises this issue. He says, why is it that by toilet paper, the Menuchas Shlomo wasn't entirely Somech on the Svara Lahakel, whereas for the bottle caps, he was. And he makes a similar type of chiluk, which is that in the case of the bottle caps, Ikar isuko shel adam hu bepsichas hapkak almanas lotziyam mashke vein daiton esuna klal al achito chanoa. In case of toilet paper, it's perhaps a little less clear. So again, assuming there's no issue of tikkun mana, there's no issue of mechatech. Okay, Aaron had a question that I didn't
according answer. According to Shlomo Zalman, what does he do by the seifa of the Rambam? Because according to Rav Nissen Karel, it's who you quoted, I think it was Chudashani or Rav Nissen, I forgot who you quoted, but it's still an Isser Derabanan. So, but according to Shlomo Zalman, he's willing to be matir mechatechila on this, based on this Menuchas Chinuch.
That is a good question. I have to look back. I don't know. I don't remember the answer to that question.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Lahore, for at least maybe some of the cases, I don't think this answers all the cases, but for some of the cases, like by the toilet paper, the soda can, there's an additional difference, which is that you're not doing, meaning it's nimsa that the mida happens, but you're not doing it, right? It's one thing to say that you, like if you're cutting a pill to a particular size, so you can say that like I'm,
Toilet paper, you are doing it, aren't you?
meaning that's good for what he says. He says like the whole arrangement of that precision was done for you. You're just, you know, by rote, you know, pulling off the toilet paper, opening the soda can.
What you're suggesting is like this. The Lashon of the Rambam was, Aval amchatach der chefseid o belo kavana lemidaso el kemisaseik o kemisacheik hareze pater. So that's imchatach. When is there an Isser Drabanan? When you're chatach. But here, where you're not even being machatech at all, you're just trying to access your soda or get to your toilet paper, then not. For the soda bottle, I hear that more. Toilet paper, I don't know, you are really being machatech. It's hard to say you're not being machatech. In other words, you might be doing it over here. Maybe they started for you by making the perforations, and maybe again your goal, but I don't know. I hear Aaron's question. It does sound like you're chatach. The Rambam says if you're chotech, it's a little difficult. Mineobe in the Rambam. First of all, I wasn't so sure what okemisachik means exactly. You're doing it because you don't like, that's like, does it mean making origami? I don't know what's masachik. Just you're like fiddling around with something. But it's also interesting because there isn't, if you held like this diuk of the Minchas Chinuch, one would have imagined that the Rambam should have the opposite of v'yachtoch bekavana. In other words, he should say that aval im chatach. So look at his opposites: im chatach der chefseid o below kavana lemidaso ella kemisaseik o kemisacheik. I don't know. I hear Aaron's question. I'm gonna lean out there. I'll think about it. Okay. Well, there's more to say, but we're out of time. Let me just take a quick look at the Lashon of Rosh Shlomo Zalman and quickly and see if I see him address this question. For the food stuff, he has his svar of batel l'ha'ochlen u'mashkin b'tocham to be matirit. That wouldn't be true for the toilet paper. In other words, in the case of packaging or the soda cap or the like, there he has a different heter. In terms of the toilet paper, as I said, in the Minchas Shlomo is Mesupak, he writes, Mesupkani b'chi agav nesho se mamish kli b'shabes kamo tolesh niyar toilet migalio she mesuman b'nekavim k'tanim she aruch hu metukan yafeh milifnei shabes b'mida nechalna meduyakes v'a tolesh misham eno moded klal, leaving aside Korea, ולא תורך גדול, הכל טוב ומדויק. אף שהגמר הוא על ידי אדם, ואין דומה כלל לקוטן כיסאים, שכל התורך נעשה בשבס. ולכור מסתבר שאין זכה של מחתך. כל שכן כאן שמותר לקלקל ולעשות נקב. So, in the presentation of Shlomo Zalman, even though I was saying that it's very it sounds like it's built off of the Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch and his Diyuk in the Rambam. I don't think he presents it that way. He doesn't quote the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam. He just, on his own, says the Svara. That it's mistaber, it's not machatech in this case. So that's what it sounds like to me is his answer. But I don't, the question is, why don't you have a kasha from the fact that the Rambam sounds like it still should be Azar Midrabanan? I'm not sure. Okay. All right. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. On Thursday, we will get back to, we will get to the kasha. We're going to start the malacha of Kosev. I sent you Makaris on that. It's a big, asek. It's a very fascinating malacha, and I'll see you all then. Okay.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah, sure.